You know, it's tough. I feel for your situation because breakups, they're never easy. There are times when we break up and instead of sorrow, we actually feel peace. And those times, you know, I'd say it's kind of a sign from God that he really didn't want you to follow through with where that relationship was going.
Yeah.
You know, why do you feel guilt over feeling joy is one of the questions I would ask. You know, is there something that the enemy wants? You know, he wants to live in the state of no joy. And joy is not a state of happiness all the time, but having joy in spite of the hardships we endure. Mm-hmm. You know, God gives joy and peace in situations that the world just can't understand. So in this situation, you know, having joy again, this is something the Lord wants you to have, you know, joy or contentment in the situation, despite how hard it has been.
Yep.
Remember, the Bible says a couple things about joy and mourning and that kind of thing. Psalm 30, verse 5b says, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." And so with that in particular, talking about, you know, hard times are going to come, but, you know, you're not going to stay there.
Yeah.
And later in that same passage, verses 11 and 12, "You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever." So the enemy, you know, he wants you to feel guilt for having joy and having, you know, in times of situations like this. But the Lord wants you to have joy that only he can give. So I would say, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Listen to the Lord here.
I totally agree. And reading the question, diving a little bit deeper, it says just before Thanksgiving. And we're talking about a fiance. So this is not just,
it's not,
you know,
like
we got together
weeks
for a couple dates or whatever it might be. So at the same time, I would caution and say, use discernment as well. Like, are you feeling joy because maybe you don't even know how to respond? Because I've seen that in the past too, where it's so fresh that it's like, oh no, I'm good. But you're kind of ignoring the underlying, and then that can cause further issues. So maybe, as Pastor Andrew talks about all the time, like, bring it to prayer. Because the Holy Spirit does have joy, but it's like a real sustained joy, not something where it's like maybe a coping mechanism sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.